Good morning. Let's turn to John chapter 13, verse 13. John 13:13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, neither is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this morning. We just ask you, Father, to come and draw us into your presence, God. And I just pray for your presence, for manifest presence of God and your love and your peace to come this morning to really encourage, God, and to strengthen all the believers that's gathered here today. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to continue on with this theme of what Pastor Sam was preaching about on Sunday, with the whole idea of spiritual entitlement and selfishness and arrogance and all that things. And today I kind of wanted to address, I guess, selfishness or self-love. Really, one of the things that kind of hit me was when he was talking about, you know, people that want to serve, but they come with an agenda. You know, they come and they're like, I want to serve, and I will, you know, I'm just here to do whatever that needs to be done. But, you know, but if it doesn't really work with my idea of my calling or my whatever, like, I'm not going to do it. And like, I don't want to make anyone feel like, oh, what's wrong with me kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, this is coming from my own experience. You know, I come to church and you know, I'm working at this church, right? But I still, believe it or not, I still have these ideas in the back of my head about what my life is going to be about, you know? It's like, oh yeah, what is my calling? You know, what does God have for me in the future? And I still have thoughts like, yeah, you know, I'm here and I want to serve PSAM full on, and I want to do as much as I can to serve SP. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, but how is that going to prepare me for the future? You know, how is that going to prepare me, or how is that going to lead me to the future or to the calling that I think God has for me in my life? And then Pastor Sam preaches a message like that on Sunday, and I'm like, oh, maybe this is my ugly selfishness coming out. And so I've actually had to, like, wrestle with it since Sunday. Kind of, you know, because I didn't think I was being selfish by thinking about my future and thinking about my calling and all that stuff. But maybe, you know, maybe there is a bit of that sinister selfishness coming out, the self-love that he talked about, right? So I've just been thinking about that, and for me, I came to this conclusion. I was reading Titus chapter 1, and I was just reading the Titus, and Paul starts off the book by saying, Paul, a bondservant of God. And I have had this revelation come to me before, and what really hit me at that point was, yeah, Paul says, I'm a bondservant of God. And I think that's the first thing we have to understand, that we're not bondservants of any person. You know, we're not saying, you come to SP, then you're a bondservant of SP. Because I think that's kind of a wrong idea. The first and foremost allegiance that we have is to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the one that we are following. He is the one that we are completely surrendered to. And that's the verse I read to you today. You know, Jesus says in verse 16, "Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, neither is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him." And Jesus kind of assumes that the disciples understand that they are slaves. It's the same word, bond, servant, slave. In Greek, it's the same word. And so what I want us to understand as individuals first is that we're bond servants of God, right? We're not, our allegiance first and foremost is not to a person, it's to our God and Lord Jesus Christ. And when I came to the understanding, I was like, okay, that's great. You know, that's great. I'm a bondservant of God. But how does that translate into my life here? Because, you know, when we think of things like, yeah, surrendered completely to God, submission to God, it's kind of this grand idea. And I think there's a part of us that enjoy it, you know, where it's like, yeah, I am going to surrender my everything to God, and it's not about me, it's all about God, and we don't have a problem with this idea of completely submitting to God, because it kind of charges us and it inspires us, you know? It's like Peter when he says, "Jesus, what are you talking about? I will die for you. You know, I will do everything for you. I will give everything to you." Okay, well, because when we hear something like this, you know, when Jesus says in Matthew 16, when he says, "If anyone wants to follow me, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. And he who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for me will save it." And we're like, wow, that's inspiring. This is Jesus saying this to me, and I want to give everything to him. But then we need to come back down to earth, and we need to come back down to the natural and the everyday mundane life. And what Jesus is actually saying to Peter is, "Peter, that's great that you want to die for me, but before you actually die for me, I want you to die for your brother, who is clearly more flawed than you." And I think that's when we have a big problem. That's when we have an issue with this whole idea of submission. Because when we say, yeah, I'm submitted to Jesus, that's all good. But how that translates into natural life here on this earth is that Jesus is saying, no, that's great, you're submitted to me. How that looks like in real life is that you submit to your brother or sister or a leader where you see flaws in their life, you know? Where you see that and we get so prideful in our self-righteousness sometimes. We think, oh, these people are so flawed, and these people have all these problems. And it's so hard for us to submit to these people around us. In Ephesians, I believe, Paul says, submit to one another in fear of Christ, right? And I think this is where we get hung up on. Matthew 20, I'll just read it to you. Matthew 20, 26 to 28. "It is not so among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Right? We're called. Jesus says, yes, you need to give up everything and follow me, completely submit yourself to me. And we think, yeah, that's grand. Lord, tell us to go become a missionary in Africa, and we'll be like, wow, that's inspiring, you know? Tell us to give up something really important to us, that's inspiring. But Jesus is actually telling us, no, in your everyday life, in your own church, where you see a brother or sister who is clearly more flawed and clearly has more issues than you, and I want you to submit to that person. And I want you to serve that person. And I want you to love that person. And sometimes obey that person, because he or she could be a leader, right? And so I think that's how it translates. You know, it's first one thing to understand and realize that, yeah, our Christian life is total submission to Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and Savior, but what he charges us to do in the natural, in this world, is he calls us to submit to one another. He calls us to live in unity. He calls us to serve each other without an agenda. You know, Christian life is lived out in community, right? It's in this church where we do have problems with each other. We do have disagreements with each other. We do have issues with each other. But God says, I want you to serve this person, that person, without any hidden agenda. And that's how you really live out this Christian life. This Christian life that seems so noble, this idea of submission to Jesus Christ, total submission to Jesus Christ, is actually lived out in our community with our brothers and sisters. And so I want us to just think about that, you know, as we enter into, I hope that we as a church enter into this place where we really serve each other and we're not walking around with this arrogance, like I'm better than somebody else, and with this lack of desire to serve without an agenda and all that stuff. And peace, I've preached about that, and I believe we're going to enter into that because that's where we're going. And so understand that we're not saying, you know, you submit to a person, you submit to somebody, some person, but we're submitted to Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ asked us to serve and to submit to each other in the natural as well. So let's meditate on that, and Sam's going to come up and lead us in worship.
You're all close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. Nothing else can take their place to feel the warmth of your embrace and help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Just to clarify, when I say our brother or sister that we're submitted to is clearly more flawed, not that they are, but in our own prideful arrogance, that's the only thing we can see, you know? It's like, I don't want to submit to this person. I don't want to serve this person. This person's clearly, Lord, I am better. But let's address that kind of arrogance, that pride that we kind of come with sometimes. And let's just ask the Lord to really give us a heart of a servant. I mean, Jesus, the passage that we read today in John, he's just washed his disciples' feet. And he's saying, go and do the same thing. If you call yourself, if you call me your teacher, and if you call me your Lord, and you call yourself a bond servant, then I want you to go and do the same. Right? And so let's ask the Lord to just give us that heart, and let's just lay down our pride and really ask him to come and help us. And so let's pray for ourselves, and let's pray for also this church. You know, there's, I'm sure, many people that struggle with just being a servant and being a real just being able to wash each other's feet and stuff. So let's just pray for our community and pray for ourselves, and let's just bring it before the Lord together. Let's pray for our house churches today. That's a meeting. We have Robinson Road, McDaddy House Church, which is Kenny and Janie, Kowloon House Church, Causeway Bay, and Tregunthar. So those five house churches, let's pray that God would really come tonight and meet with them and minister to the people, be with the leaders. So let's pray for our house churches that's meeting tonight. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for two things. North Korea, first of all, let's pray that God would really go and do a work in that country. And let's pray for Tim Peters. He's going to come and speak on this Sunday. And he does ministry in North Korea. So let's pray that when he comes, God's anointing will be upon him. And also pray for the CSW conference that's happening this weekend. And then let's pray for the Hong Kong organization. Let's pray for YWAM. Also pray for CSW. They're from Hong Kong as well. And Zhengsheng College. And let's also pray for the local community. You know, we haven't been able to do that much as a church to really reach out to our community here. But let's pray for God to give us a heart, you know, for the local community and for the poor and for just the people that are broken and in need in this city that we're in. So let's pray for the local community of Hong Kong. So let's pray for our mission focus together. Lastly, let's pray for our church building search and move. Let's pray that God would lead us to the right building, that He would provide the funding for us, and that our church will be really united in this. So let's pray for that together. Dear Father, thank you. Lord, you know, we're all called to be your bondservant, Jesus. and help us to come before you, you know, and out of a love response to you, that we would really be submitted to you wholly. And then as a church, you know, as a community, that that we really submit to one another, God, that we really serve each other. I pray that you would help us to address in our own hearts, God, the issues of selfishness and self-centeredness or spiritual entitlement, that we will be able to let go of these things and truly understand that you have called us to be servants to each other. So lead us in that, God. And we need a lot of wisdom. We need a lot of growth and guidance in this. And so, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come and really bless each and every person that's here today, and also our church in general. And I bless each person that's here today, Father, with your presence and with your love, with your power, God, with your peace as they go off. As they pray here and as they go off to their work, I pray that you will go with them. I pray that they will really understand and see and feel the presence of God with them today, and that we would live this day to really give you glory and to really do your will. So Holy Spirit, lead us, God. We forbid enemy attacks, God, in Jesus' name. So we thank you for this morning, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.